Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 734. The topic is Q&A, and the title is Balancing Health with Family and Work. I apologize if the sound quality is a little bit off. I made a reference yesterday's podcast that I'm doing the podcast from a hospital in Philadelphia for various reasons. So hopefully you can still hear me well. And I just wanted to kind of jump into this and kind of make it a quick one, but a good one. Recently, as in just today, I talked with a client who's struggling to balance being a mom, which is, you know, in reference to kind of taking care of the house, giving her kids time and attention, but she also has to balance that with a part-time job. I believe it's part-time or it's a full-time job. And trying to take care of her own health, whether that's, you know, physical exercise and nutrition or one or the other. But just this general concept I wanted to talk about today, which is, as a parent, how do you balance health with family and work? And this would be true of fathers as well as mothers. And this would also be true of people in various situations in which they find this a struggle, meaning they struggle to get in their physical time, their physical fitness, like time in the gym, workout time, anything like that, while still meeting work demands and then still being accountable to relationships and people around you. The two things that I wanted to point out mentally with our mindset towards this situation, then there's nutrition things we want to talk about and training things. So we're going to go through these relatively quickly, but I'm going to provide resources for more in-depth information. But the first thing we want to do is look at our mindset when it comes to how important our own health is when it comes to the balancing of family and work. And one of the big things, especially for parents, is to lead by example. How you value your health will be likely how your children will value theirs. If you give everything of yourself and sacrifice yourself, because that's what you believe showing love is, that is what you are teaching your children to do. They are going to grow up and not value their own health. They are going to give to everyone around them, and then they will be in poor health, poor quality of life, because that's what they saw you do, if you were to do that. However, you can lead by example in a more forward way, showing them that although you may not be able to do the most physical health, the most perfect nutrition, the most family time, and the most quality of work, as in like extra work on the side, you know, researching further into things, accepting, you know, extra places, extra positions, going to work events outside of the actual work hours. In each of those areas, you may have to pull back and say only do 70%. But 70% of your own health, 70% of time with the family, and 70% towards work is much better than 0% of any one of those three. Giving 100% to work and to family, but 0% to your health, does not do you any good, and it does not do them any good. It does not lead by example. So instead, take this challenge and find a way to still be accountable to your physical health and show them that it can be done. We're going to give you some tips in training and nutrition on how you can do this, but getting the mindset that this is an appropriate thing to do and that your actions are going to influence their actions. You need to lead by example. What would you want them to do? You would want them to value their own health. You'd want them to take care of themselves. Well, show them how. Lead the way. Second thing we want to think about is to fill your cup. We've talked about this concept before, and likely you've heard it in social media and out in the world, is that you can't pour from an empty cup. If you have no emotional health left, if you have no mental health left, you're stressed, you're tired, you're fatigued, you're on edge. Hold on one second. Sorry about that. There we go. Sorry about that. I have a phone call coming in. But you need to take care of your health. You need to take care of your physical self, your emotional self, your mental self, so that way you have some of those selves, some of that stuff to give to other people. If you are constantly worn out and tired, you won't want to get on the floor and play with your kids. You won't be attentive when they want to tell you stories. You won't be able to do your best at work. Whenever you try to think of creative, fun ideas, you're too tired to do that. You're just going to fall in the rut of the same old thinking. If you don't have good mental health, you're not going to be able to give the best of your mental health, your mental skill set, to your job or to the people around you, your family. Likewise, if you're emotionally burned out all the time, you're tired, you're stressed, you're worn out, you're on edge. Anybody says anything that annoys you, you get angry, you yell, you scream. You see something out of place at the house, you yell, you scream. Somebody just says something that you don't understand. You snap back with, "What?" rather than, "Oh, what was that? I didn't hear you." We don't give the best of ourselves to our relationships if we don't have anything of ourselves to give. So you need to address yourself, your own self first, so you can give to other people. What of you is there left to give? Do you have your best to give to them, or do you have just the fumes of what's left over? Don't give people you love the fumes. They deserve better than that, so do you. So take the time to fill your cup. There are two resources I want you to look into, and they are past podcasts. If you have trouble finding the link, just shoot us an email to brutalironjim@gmail.com and we'll send you the direct links. Podcast number 472 talks about eating disorders in children. You need to lead by example. You need to be aware of what healthy eating is so you can help them when they struggle. Listen to podcast 472, again, titled Eating Disorders in Children. You can learn how eating disorders arise, come about when children are having those issues, and what you can do to help them through those troubles and struggles. Most eating disorders happen in kind of youth, like 13 to, say, 16 years old, somewhere in there. And with today's social media and everything going on, it's probably starting way earlier than that now. So I have had an eating disorder myself in the past. I've helped dozens and dozens of people with eating disorders, clinical eating disorders, and I've helped hundreds of people with undiagnosed issues. But you leading by example is very important for your children. Being aware of what struggles and challenges they face will be very important for your children. Then, in podcast number 363, we talk about the concept of what's in your cup. So not only do you want to fill your cup, but you want to fill it with the best stuff. So listen to podcast number 363 to find out more about not only filling your cup, the importance of that, but what is the best things to fill it with. So that is the first thing we want to look at when we try to say, how do I balance taking care of myself with my responsibilities to my job and what I want to give, the best I want to be to myself, to my kids. That's the first thing, is looking at your mindset. Remember, you have to lead by example and you must fill your cup. Next, in training, recognize that you don't need, you know, 4 or 5 workouts a week for an hour or two in the gym every time. You can get away with gym workouts once or twice a week. And the reason why we say gym workouts is you want to have heavy resistance training. If you have heavy weights at home, that's totally fine. That's great. That's going to work great. I actually have a client who has a pretty much freaking full gym. They have a leg press, big squat rack, a bunch of specialty bars, and they can train at home. But you do need to get heavy resistance on the muscles and your bones and your joints to be your absolute healthiest. So how you can do that is having the equipment at home, or even just going to the gym once or twice a week. And with Planet Fitness nowadays being like $10 a month, I don't really see cost being an issue anymore. You can get great workouts at Planet Fitness for $10 a month. And again, you only have to go maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes at a time. So it can be done very, very well. Email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com if you want help with kind of structuring that. But we do have that availability in terms of information. So we have a podcast about how to achieve total fitness in a 30-minute workout. That's podcast number 274. It's titled How to Achieve Total Fitness in a 30-Minute Workout. So podcast 274 will tell you more information about how to structure your training. You can become a beast. You can reach all of your goals by just going to the gym once or twice a week with 30 minutes and then supplementing the rest with workouts at home. Again, they can just be 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You just have to get them in a couple times a week. 4 to 5 times a week would be absolute best. That would be the most you'd need. 3 times a week is better than 0. 2 times a week is better than 0. 1 time a week. is better than zero. It can be done. You just use shorter workouts. You make sure you get your heavy resistance in. Everything else gets circuited and supersetted, and you try to use exercises to target as many muscle groups at one time as possible. So you don't need as many exercises to target your whole body. So it can be done. So check out that podcast. Again, it's podcast number 274, titled How to Achieve Total Fitness in a 30-Minute Workout. That way, you'll know how to pare your training down. If you have trouble balancing your health with your job and your kids because you feel like your training is so long, get a better program or fine-tune the program you have. It can be shortened. It can be kind of diced down to what's most important. Okay. Now, if we look at nutrition, we have podcast number 678, titled Quick Meals and Easy Food Prep. That's going to be one of the main reasons why people feel like they can't be healthy, is because they can't get the right food in. They kind of default to all this garbage food that's quick and easy to prepare. Well, there are healthy things that are quick and easy to prepare. You don't have to eat like crap just because you don't have a lot of time. No way whatsoever. There are cheese and nut packages. You can just rip the top off and eat those. Much better than ripping the top off of some kind of candy or bullshit food. So you can rip the top off of those and eat that. Granola and Greek yogurt is a great meal. It has tons of protein in it. And that can be prepared within a minute. Literally 1 minute. You can do bagel sandwiches. I talk about these all the time. Put a bagel in the toaster. While it's toasting, pull some lunch meat out of the fridge. Get a sauce that you like, maybe some hot sauce, which is what I like because it promotes me to drink more fluid. Before the bagel's even done toasting, I'm ready and I'm waiting for it. It comes out of the toaster. I put the meat on, put some hot sauce on, smush it together, eat it while I walk out the door. That can be done in 2 minutes. I've timed it. You can get microwavable rice and actually pre-cooked sausage. So I use actually a chicken sausage as one of my meals as well. So I do a chicken sausage and a microwavable rice. The rice microwaves in 90 seconds. At the 60-second mark, I throw the sausage in. They both finish together. Then it takes me less than 30 seconds to peel the sausage out of the packages, put that mixed with the rice, and I start eating. I can have the whole meal done in 10 minutes or less. I have timed myself. I promise these are true. You can also stop by a grocery store and pick up rotisserie chicken, pre-prepared sides like mashed potatoes, macaroni salad, things like that. There are fast and easy ways to get healthy food in. You just have to put in the effort to finding new habits, creating new habits. Podcast number 678 will help you towards that, titled Quick Meals and Easy Food Prep. So if you are struggling to find time to exercise and to take care of your health, while balancing demands with your job and with what you want to give to your family. Yes, it can be challenging to do it. It is going to be challenging to do it. But it doesn't mean you can't do it. And it sure as hell doesn't mean you shouldn't. You absolutely should. So, switch your mindset around. Lead by example. Fill your cup first. Look at your training. Shorten your training down. Pare it down. Go to that podcast that we mentioned. Okay, podcast 274. Listen to that and it'll tell you how to do that. Then with your nutrition, listen to podcast 678. It'll tell you how to find quick meals and easy food prep. You can do it, and you are worth it. You are worth it. Live your best life so you can show those around you how to live theirs. This is how you lead the way. This is how you be a leader for others. Accept the challenge. Tackle that challenge. Be aggressive towards the challenge. Use these podcasts to help you, and also reach out to us. We're always happy to help. You can look at our website at www.brutalirongym.com for monthly programming options and other kind of services. But you have all the information in those podcasts, so listen to them. Put it to work. You can do this. You can do it. You can do it. Great. If you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. This podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.